time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have the man from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Doug Kern. He's right here sitting with us. The tackle guru himself is going to tell us all about what's going on right now, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leave a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today's one of those best behavior days, man. Both bosses inside.
Yeah, sure, man.
All right. Don't say anything wrong. Nice and chipper, you know.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah, like you have a problem with that.
Morning, boys.
Yeah,
what a fun day today is going to be.
It's going to be fun.
Love having Doug in here.
Midsummer. Well, actually, it's kind of midsummer for Southern California.
There you go.
Yeah. It's kind of tailing off summer for most of the country, but for here, it's just getting better.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Beautiful this summer.
Yeah.
Some of our crew, who we have the best crew in the whole world, and some of the crew you got to see the only time I've ever seen like a mopey face ever was this last week.
Six mopey faces.
Yeah.
Oh, that had to go back to school.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, just we had a crew this year that took the most advantage of being in college and working in a fishing tackle place you could be. I mean, just going absolutely twice a week, all the time, every day, and let's go back to school week. And like, it was the only time I've ever seen those guys somber ever. You know what I mean? They're so pumped every day that, but you know what that means? A little bit lesser crowds on the boat. We're into that mid, just biting big fish time.
We had one signed up for school online, and he bailed. And there's part of me that thinks he didn't want it to end. I mean, I'm serious. Like, he was all set telling me his schedule, and then, I said, well, what time can you work next week? He said, well, I can work any time. I said, well, I thought you had school. Yeah, I kind of kind of went away from that.
Kind of went away from that.
Because he's one of our more, you know, take advantage of going fishing all the time guys. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We might be responsible for the...
from
the
dropout
rate. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe semester break, you know. Yeah. Go back with the bluefin our bike.
Exactly.
You gotta watch that.
I'll do winter.
Yeah. But good fishing right now, right, Doug?
It's just been such good, interesting, fun fishing. I mean, as you know, we started the season. We had pretty horrible weather, a lot of rain, wind. Couldn't get the ball rolling. You know, you get out on a weekend if it's, you know, maybe one nice day or something. But once it got up and running, I mean, we've had every... kind of every size tuna that you could ask for, and right now it's been a mixture of that stuff out at the Tanner and a little bit of the Cortez, and in that zone out behind, you know, the islands, you know, 20 to call it 50 pound fish. I know I've got a 60 pounder, so technically, you know, 20 to 60.
Wow.
Fun school type fishing. You anchor up, you chum, the fish come up, you know, you pick a good bait, get it out there, you know, try, make sure you hook it, you know, the way that they're responding to the best, nose hook, butt hook, whatever. And, good yellowtail fishing. I've been going out watching the weigh-ins on the yellowtail, and they're pretty much all of them are over 20 pounds and up to mid-30s, kind of the average
giant
25-pound yellow. Just beautiful.
And is that all nighttime? That's the night, you know, like
there's
dropper loop
kind
of stuff?
There's some dropper loop kind of stuff, but there's been yo-yo fishing. There's been dropper loop fishing, that kind of stuff. And but then, you know, you look at the Pacific Dawn comes in yesterday with 20 fish from 120 to 170. That, you know, the big boys, are they kind of took about a week off. And And, you know, we can tell based on what we're selling a little bit, because we have to keep up on what the fish are doing. And, you know, it was all knife jigs and tuna bombs and 200-pound leader and all the heavy gear. And then it switched over to, you know, like your 30-pound rig and, you know, 8, 12, 16-ounce sinkers and the, you know, stuff for catching schoolie. You know, we call them schoolies. Schoolie used to be
totally
a 10-pounder.
Exactly, right?
Now it's a 40-pounder.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then
Coronado Islands. How about that? The beat goes on there.
The Coronado Islands, we've had 2 months of it now. It's the first time we've seen this good of fishing in a long, long time. They kind of just showed up in the middle grounds, and there's been fish in the middle grounds for 2 months, but now it's all expanded out. The weather side and north has fish. The rock pile is on fire. South Kelp Ridge, the flats, there's bluefin mixing in where, you know, some guys are getting them good. And
is it the Coronado Islands?
It is. And then
15 miles.
I know.
You know,
yeah,
and
pretty
I know
cool.
There's
talking about
weird...
yellowtail and bluefin.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's been weird stuff. And, you know, it was crazy, you know, almost annoying barracuda fishing. The bass fishing, it's just the incidental catch, the bass. You're going to catch, you know, your dozen bass. Or if you try, you know, you get kind of all you want some days. But then there's been some weird stuff off and on over the years. You know, trigger fish have kind of come in, and the booby birds, and now they caught
Popeye Catalupa
on the Liberty. So, you know, weird things are happening. And then some of this yellowfin is trying to show up. The long range fleet down below is having the most ridiculous 40 to 60 pound yellowfin fishing on like giant chovy bait balls. And all you see driving around now are giant brown spots of anchovies. And whatever finds us is going to be here for a long time.
You got to hope.
We've been, you know, waiting on the Dorado. There's some Dorado around, but we haven't got, like, the crazy kelp patty fishing.
The conditions sure got right for that yellowfin and Dorado this last week or so. I mean, like,
yes.
Everywhere you go in that local offshore banks, you know, the spots that we would hope to see and hope to have them, it's 73, 74, 75 degrees and purple blue.
I can't describe the color of the water. It's even like a little beyond we used to call purple. It's like, and then people would say gin clear. It almost looks like what comes out of your faucet at home. It's like clear. And that's at the Coronado Islands too. It's not like this is offshore and some, you know, and the water temperatures are, I took a look last night on Terrafin. Outside it's cooler, and then you get to the 302 and the ridge and those banks, and it's about 70. And then there's just this big orange blob around San Diego and LA. and it gets up to 76. And the other thing that's moved in, we haven't seen good striped marlin fishing in a while. And,
oh, man.
There's guys that are getting multiples.
On the 9 mile bank.
Quadruple and quintuple hookups.
Wow.
On striped marlin. You don't get them all because they just start flopping around out there and they fall off and get tangled and, you know, maybe get tangled with another boat, which happened to one of our guys. You wouldn't be surprised about anything. If those bigger yellowfin showed up, it would be expected. If the dorado showed up. But if a wahoo was caught, I wouldn't be at all surprised. This is, the only thing that would tell me that's maybe not going to happen is, at least south, the closest ones are Laos Rocks. But, you know, who knows if that stuff comes in from the outside. You know, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, dude, right?
So you must be selling tackle.
Oh, yeah. Then there's that.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do, remember?
You know what, though? Wait, before we do finish that, and we kind of said the same thing last time, is, you know, big tuna and all that stuff gets the highlight. The other thing that we talked about last week, and boy, it bit all the way through the week, is the half-day fishing.
My
it's
goodness.
So
oh,
good
yeah.
On the Dolphin and over in Mission Bay and, I mean, everywhere. I mean, it's just...
Half-day Dorado.
Dude, it is.
It's been hanging in there. Like, we get, normally in June, we get the bass spawn, and it goes for about 2 weeks, which it did. Okay, that was normal. And then, you know, there's a few lingering on. And this is both in Point Loma and La Jolla. And then you kind of get a lull. And then maybe if you're lucky, you get that killer sand bass bite. Well, we had that. So, okay, July, we got the good sand bass bite, like 220, you know, for X amount of people, limits. And but then the calicos kind of fired back up, and they haven't stopped.
Yeah.
And so they're getting that. And then you start mixing in white sea bass and yellowtail like a couple weeks ago, which does happen. But in Point Loma, it's not as common as in La Jolla. La Jolla, you get your yellowtail, you get your white sea bass. But they had 13 released. No, I think it was, 13 released and 3 legals one day on the white sea bass. They've had, you know, you're not getting limits of yellowtail, but I mean, you got a legitimate shot at catching
totally.
A yellowtail on the half day boat, you know, the Dolphin in Point Loma.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so fun.
Pretty good stuff. And so what are people buying to catch these? Let's first off talk about the day and a half plus trips that are fishing Cortez and the offshore banks.
Honestly, we have to keep our game up in the shop because it changes so fast, and we pride ourselves and take it super serious. You got to outfit the guy with the right stuff because a lot of these guys are coming from all over the place. I mean, Northern California and Arizona and Las Vegas and Denver and they don't necessarily have all their gear. And then you've got the hardcore guys in Southern California that come with like everything, but they still may not have something that, you know, has been proven to be working right now. But for the school-sized fish, you just want to have a little variety of hooks. You know, want to have something to fly line with and to drop or loop with. So just some live bait hooks. Some people for yellowtail kind of gravitate towards the J hooks, so you might want to have a size, 2-0 or 3-0 for a sardine dropper loop. Even, you can get away with a bigger hook than that. And then your circle hooks for the bluefin. And again, you matching what is going on, but also trying to be prepared for what might be going on.
Right.
Because 4 days ago, we were kind of outfitting most people for that school-sized fish out at the Tanner, live bait fishing, maybe a current sniper or other dart-style jig, maybe take a one knife jig in the 300 or 400 range so you can drop down if you did find the big ones. And then all of a sudden these boats start getting into the 120 to 170s again.
Jeez.
So now just literally, I mean, we hear the call on the radio and it's like, oh shoot, we got to pivot, you know.
Yeah.
so we just keep up on what's going on. But guys should be prepared. Anytime they come to San Diego over the last several years, to have a rail rod, 100-pound Spectra that you can fish a knife jig, a tuna bomb, and then like a 60-pound outfit for, some live bait, a dropper-type rig, a sinker rig for live bait, a 40-pound test, still in the two-speed realm, which kind of is considered your light gear now, but then for the paddy fishing, there's no reason to go less than 30, but, you know, 25 or 30 is what guys typically use. And so if you have those four outfits and then you have the appropriate terminal tackle to target all those things that are going on, you might get, you know, yellowtail 10 to 40 pounds. You might get tuna 20 to 50, and then over 100. So you've got to be prepared for all that. And, so the guys, they'll usually just come in the shop. You know, everybody likes to get down here early, go to, you know, one of the great restaurants. You know, we've got such good things that we can do there. So they walk the dock and go to Point Loma Seafoods, Pizza Nova, whatever, Mitch's Seafoods. And then it gives them time to maybe see the boats come in, talk to the crews, what's going on. And then they come in the shop and we outfit them. And a lot of, you know, guys will get new line and that kind of thing. So the first thing we always tell them, come in the shop, drop off your line. Then, you know, if you want to go get something to eat, you know, we'll knock it out for you.
That line spooling machine you have is always going, it seems like.
You don't even
know.
You have
two, right?
We have three.
Three.
And then we've got more in the rental department for all the rental rods. And we've got a tremendous engineer, mechanic, wizard, call him whatever you want, that has kept those things running. Some of these machines, they're 30 years old, and they fill, I don't know, we can fill, you know, well over 100 reels in a day.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And it happens every day.
Yeah. 100 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
So you guys know how to do it.
We know how to do it.
Yeah. Whether it be putting Power Pro on or mono or whatever, doing top shot.
Yeah, and splices. And, I mean, there's, you know, the basic thing that we get, a guy brings in six or eight reels and he wants just new top shots on, or he wants, you know, maybe this one, the Spectre got messed up, so he wants to put some more Power Pro on there or whatever. But, some guys want to splice in, you know, they got cut off on a fish and they only have half their Spectre left, so let's top it up. Some guys want to put on the new multicolored lines that is invaluable now for this deeper fishing. So we take off maybe, you know, a half a spool, so you don't have to buy a whole spool of line, splice in the new colored line, that kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
There's
so how do you splice it? So when you, what knot are you using if you're splicing into Spectra and you're putting on the solid, like Depth Hunter offshore?
I like the double loop kind of deal. So you can either hollow line, you can make a loop, or you can tie a bimini, and then you do a cat's paw, they call it. But it's a very simple, not really.
So if you're going solid to solid, you do a bimini twist on both sides and then loop to loop.
And, you know, fortunately most people trust us, but that is like 100% knot. But you have a little tiny knot that goes through your guys and it kind of freaks you out. It's like, you know, we're used to being connected on a single piece of line.
Right.
But it's golden
cool
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Better than, so how much depth hunter will you put on? Will you put in 100 yards or?
A little more than that. If you figure that the deeper fishing that you're going to do is 300 to 400 feet, so maybe you put, you know, at least 200 yards, I would say. There's going to be some scope.
Exactly.
You might lose a little bit from the top for whatever reason. So 200 to 300 yards is kind of customary.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, are you selling those new Talica A's?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Oh,
have them in stock.
Those have been so well received.
Yeah.
They nailed it.
The 20 and 25?
Yeah.
I love the 12 and the 16.
I mean,
it's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And I think the 12 and the 16 was a great reel, and it was the perfect one to start with, and it has so many applications. And no doubt the new 12 and 16 were a better version than the previous. But I think the 20 and the 25 are a much bigger jump in terms of, you know, differences and things they changed around a little bit. And they nailed it.
I wonder if they're going to do an 8 and a 10 in the A.
They are.
They
already said as much.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I don't know when they'll come, but yes.
Yeah.
I love it when somebody's not on the Shimano payroll that knows stuff. You know,
yeah, like, he knows,
you know,
the inside.
That, you know how hard that would have been to get out of town?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean,
meanwhile, Seasons probably has him on the boat. Yeah, he's investing right now. And yet they're like, oh, well, we can't really say for sure. I mean, maybe my captain might be able to let you know a little something, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. The tackle gurus, I should say, are here because Ricky and Doug worked side by side talking fishing. I don't know if you saw the brand new edition. If you're looking at us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, we have the big screen in the back with featuring all of our sponsors, or a lot of our sponsors. I haven't gotten all the logos in there yet, but we're working on it. But the big screen thanking our great sponsors that keep us on the air here. So a new addition to the world headquarters.
And more coming, man. This has been really fun. It's been
really is cool.
You know, the change has brought so many fun things along. And man, I can't tell you how many people, Pete, over the week have come into the tackle store and talked about how much they love the video component of it.
Right.
I watch on Facebook, or I like Facebook Live, or I've been watching on YouTube. So very, very positive feedback thus far.
Great. You know, That's good to hear.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, like Pete said, we've just got such a fun show. It's always such a great time having Doug in here. And, man, there just isn't a person that we get to talk to that knows the tackle for our type of fishing like Doug Curran. It's going to be a lot of fun this morning. So much great info coming your way. And, man, if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach on the phones. Or send us a text. Man, can't say it enough. The Let's Talk Hookup app, it's so important, especially with all the changes and things that are happening. Pete has always said it. You will always hear Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We are so stoked with everything that's going on right now. So proud to be on 1090. But again, make sure you have that Let's Talk Hookup app, because that's where Let's Talk Hookup will always be. And it's the only way that you can listen to the archive shows. Well, I said not sure. You can listen to archive shows on our YouTube channel and things like that.
And you can see the videos. Yeah. And I don't think Facebook archives. I think it's just live.
Right.
I'm not sure. I don't know enough about that stuff. But I know it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can actually, on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, you can listen to the audio portion after Adam uploads it. You can download it and listen to your car and stuff like that when you're going to work and stuff like that. Or you can see the video portion. So there's two different videos for each show.
Yeah, exactly. So multiple ways to hear and see it. What I meant to say was the only way you can text your questions into the show is via that Let's Talk Hookup app. And that has been really popular and a lot of fun. And boy, we're seeing so many texts. And if you want to participate and you want to send us a text, make sure to get that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when you do send your text in, also make sure you include your contact info. A name and a phone number is all we need, because if you're the big winner at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get you your prize. And man, do you want to win today's prize?
Yeah.
So one lucky caller or texter, and that's going to be determined with a coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So you're going to get to come in and do the full shopping spree. $100 is coming your way at the end of today's show. Again, if you want to get us on the phones, that's 213-432-1090, or you send those texts to the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your texts, catch reports, and a whole lot of great info with Doug. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
During Yamaha's Summer Sunset Sales event, get up to 5 years warranty coverage on a boat package with eligible new 30 to 300 horsepower outboards. Make that 6 years with the Siren 3 Pro package, or get up to 7 years on a boat package with eligible 425 horsepower outboards. Purchase an eligible 2.5 to 25 horsepower model and receive up to a $300 dealer credit. Visit your Yamaha dealer today.
Operating September 8th, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to factory. Limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again. What a great show today is going to be, having Doug from Fisherman's Landing Tackle in here. And one more time, if you want to get through, it's going to be a busy morning. 213-432-1090, or again, send those texts to the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. And Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing talking tackle, and lots of great texts. And here's a unique one that's coming in, oh, of course, only on the Let's Talk Hookup app can you text us. Tom from Rancho Cucamonga says he's on a 10-day on the Spirit Adventure right now.
Nice
Starlink link there. And he says, what lure do you recommend to troll for wahoo?
We've gotten in some new jigs recently, and actually some that have been out have been modified. Excuse me. But... So we kind of had shifted over to that Nomad, the 20, the 200, and the 240, there were some issues with that.
220.
I knew that was wrong.
Yeah.
The 200 and 220.
Yeah.
They had some issues with those. The hooks weren't holding the wahoo quite as well as we would have liked. Every once in a while, the bill would break and the lure would fill up with water. So they've come out with a heavy duty, and they put this lure in a testing tank under pressure at 1,300 feet and couldn't crack it. It's got a whole new ribbing system inside the jig that you can't see once they paint it. But so that's an A-plus to get the boat stopped. And then Mag Bay Lures has come up with some really nice hot, kind of high-speed trolling jigs that also, by the way, will work for bluefin, the whole Mad Mac craze. And they've got two of them out now. They're $100 a piece, but, considering that you're spending all this money, all this time to go on a trip, if you want to stop the boat, it's just not that much money compared to everything else that you're doing with your tackle and your trip and tips and fish processing and all that kind of thing. And it's well worth having maybe at least one of those. So
it's like it's very reminiscent of the old Marauder. Like this, that thing is heavy duty.
It is.
I have such a love-hate relationship with those Nomads. I'm excited about the HD because that's going to give us the opportunity, hopefully, at some longevity. But, like, I was frustrated with the regular DTXs because, man, they get bit so good you can't deny it. You got
to
have it.
You have to bring one, but it was $59 that you were going to have to throw away.
Yeah.
So.
And you had an old Marauder.
Yes.
Some of those things would last you 20 years.
Well, yes.
And never stop working.
And, I hate to say it, but the original Marauder had a 30-year run. It was a standard issue. Everybody knew black and orange, black and purple, the Dorado and Tony Tiger and all those things. Those things stopped every long-range boat all through the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. And then just the way things happen, factories, behind the scenes that we don't know what's going on, they either don't exist anymore and you have to resource the same item. And those Bonita jigs did not stop the boat as well, and we finally had to admit that we can't be selling these to people because it doesn't stop the boat. So that's kind of when the DTX Minnow came out, and that 200 was the one, and everybody was, private boats down there too. They said, I have to have these.
Yeah. I have to have.
It stops the boat. And we need something that will troll and catch a wahoo at 10 knots or less. And so a lot of these high-speed trolling jigs would definitely catch wahoo, but you got to go 12 to 15 knots. So anyway, those would be the two that I would recommend, DTX Minnow, and then the Mag Bay Lures, and they have two different put-ups of that. We just got the latest one, so when you come into the shop, we can show you those. But
he's going to be on a 10-day, so he can't come in the shop till after he comes back.
No, but there's other
hopefully
people
he
listening.
Has them. Yeah, that are going on 10 days because it's a 10-day season coming up here.
Right.
Yeah. So absolutely, but have a great trip though on the Spirit Adventure.
Yeah. When I answer questions, I'm also skewing to the general audience.
Of course you
and
are.
And answering the specific
question. That's what everybody wants to know about Wahoo jigs. Right?
Everybody.
At this time of the year.
The Royal Players called in yesterday morning. They had a dozen in the morning. I don't know how they ended up, but Frank thought they might end up with 25 or 30. And so it's just the leading edge of what's going to be the Wahoo season. But September, October, you know, that's when you get those monster counts, especially if you hit a place where that hasn't been hit yet, and you start getting your 100-plus counts.
For sure. All right. Hey, let's jump into the phones. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Chris is standing by to take your calls.
John and Escondido, you're getting us started this morning on the phones. Good morning, buddy. Thanks for giving us a phone call.
Hey, no problem, guys. I got to stop by and see you guys on Thursday. You were kind enough to put some line on a reel that I won on Reel of the Week, which was, enjoyable.
Nice.
But saw you guys busy as always. And, you don't just sell equipment and put lines on reels. You know, you got rods, and if there's something that's not in there, right, you'll make it. You made me a 9-footer that I got to fish with on an 8-day in June, which was just badass. You've made me some jigging rods, one I bought off the shelf that you adjusted and then made me another one just like it. So I can't say enough. And that Tranks 500, because I you guys can't even keep on the shelf. You know, yeah, that's an awesome reel and everything.
Yes,
but my question for you, Doug, is when is tackle day?
Yeah, good question. Because
thinking about tackle day this morning, that's coming.
It's hard to imagine, but we're going into September next week, and tackle day historically, and I'm going to have to look because I think this is number 20. It's always the first Saturday in November. It's November 2nd, and the same routine as always. We're going to open up the outside manufacturer's booths and our outside tackle booth at 9. The store opens at 6 in the morning. The outside will shut down at 3. The tackle store will shut down at 6. We'll have the Shimano casting contest. And that is
lots of vendors.
20 to 25 vendors. I've already sent out the save the dates, and I've gotten it was kind of amazing how fast the world works now, but I sent out 25 save the dates, and my email started blowing up.
Yeah.
Whoa! So it sounds like everybody's in again. We'll have some great seminar speakers. We used to have a lot of seminars on our boats. They'd be mini seminars. And so we'd have 3 boats lined up out there. So we'd have the main stage on land. So you'd have 4 seminars going on at the same time. And oh, darn, the bluefin decided to bite through November and into December. So we don't have any boats to have seminars on. So the seminars became a little bit less of part of the day, but that lets us get some super A-plus speakers on our main stage, and we've had some phenomenal speakers that it's hard when you have 4 seminars at the same time. Well, which one do I go to? Because you've got good speakers spread around. Now everybody can go to the seminar, each of the 3 seminars. So yeah, that's it's one of our favorite days of the year. It's the one time of the year that we get really stupid because it's the end of the year. We don't want to pay taxes on our inventory. If we, Doug's buying mistakes, we're going to have the mystery boxes again. So that's always fun. We, have 3 different price point levels, and we put various tackle items in there. And, if you spend $50, you're guaranteed to get like $125 worth of stuff. And we don't put like garbage in there. We put good stuff in there.
Doug took an idea of this thing of like, we can just reduce some things. And then has gone the opposite and spent all year long like buying killer stuff for mystery lots. Like the idea is, we'll give somebody a good deal on something and then we'll move something. Doug, like all year long we'll buy these rad things. It will sell right this second. You're like, hey man, whatever it might be, these pliers are killer. Let's put them out. Nah, I'm saving them for the mystery box for tackle day. We can sell those right now.
Like, for full price.
But tackle day's our big day and it's got to be a big deal. And so no, we're saving it. Like there's so much stuff that like we find throughout the year. They're like, oh man, whatever, these cold snipers are going to go kill her. Oh, yeah, no, those aren't available. I'm saving them for tackle day. Okay. but it's that's why the day is such a big deal, too, though.
Yep.
It's not an inventory reduction day where you're just getting rid of the stuff that doesn't move. Like, everything's on sale. It's our biggest event of the year.
Yeah, literally everything. And it's, you know, all the first-run stuff. And you know, we do promotions throughout the year and have pretty much the customary discounts, but we do go above and beyond on Tackle Day.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a great text,
I thought,
huh?
So, yeah, it was a great, and kudos where they're due. Says, hey, guys, what a great show so far. I'm so glad I'm so glad, Pete, you worked so hard to get things squared out with the show. What I'd like to do is give you a report off of my trip on the Pacific Dawn from yesterday. The moon was up, and so was the weather, and Mike and his crew managed to put us on 28 100 to 170 pound bluefin tunas. How about that, dude? 28 between 100 and 170 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
He said 25 of those came from the kite in a difficult time of day when nothing else was working. The crew worked absolutely tirelessly making sure everybody got bit, and most of us all had our first or personal best bluefin tunas. I can't begin to thank Mike and his crew and Fisherman's Landing enough for making it all happen. What a top-notch experience, best I've ever had. Kurt and Vista.
That guy is fishy.
Text.
He is so fishy that we always call it the sixth sense, and he's got it, and he doesn't give up. He had to get rained back a while back for coming in like 8 hours late because he wanted to catch fish for the people. So I mean, that's what you want, somebody that's that gung ho.
Yeah, for sure. The other boat that's been getting the tomahawk, right?
Yep. Dave?
Right.
Dave is on fire.
Yeah, he is on
fire.
He's
sort of emerged as one of those guys. You know, he's a little bit maybe soft spoken, but everybody that gets off that boat says he is the nicest guy. He works so hard. Yes, he's very fishy. He catches a lot of fish. So nothing but good things to say about Tomahawk.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, and thanks to Doug, we've arranged to have him come in mid-season next September, like September 15th,
cool.
I believe.
Yeah, he's going to come on the 15th.
Come on the 15th be here in the World Headquarters.
Yeah, his only day is Sunday, because obviously they're always fishing on Saturday, but he makes it a point to get in by the 6 o'clock so he can get over here by 7.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
We jokingly call, you know, like the old term for the guys that used to leave super late in the old days, you know, you'd always hear that moniker for a boat captain. Oh, there goes Captain Midnight, you know. We jokingly called Mike Laus Captain Noon. The boat's supposed to be in at 5:30 in the morning, but he just can't
stop.
Got
to get one more.
He's got a twitch in him that just doesn't allow. It's like, for God's sakes, man.
There's still fish here.
Yeah.
I can't go home.
Some people got it bad, man.
That's cool. That's the kind of guy you want to go fishing
right.
with.
Yes.
Yeah. Jim in Thousand Palms asks, how's the inventory of CalStar Graph Riders, our favorite rod there?
Yep. So as everybody knows, when COVID hit, there was a slowdown and a stoppage of supply chain. I counted every day on my app. I would count how many cargo ships there were off Long Beach, and it got up to over 120, and it was just everybody's merchandise sitting out there because they had shutdowns with the dock workers and, you know, COVID outbreaks, and so the supply chain just went dormant. And over in Asia, the same thing. They would just shut everything down for, you know, weeks at a time. So, and then the other thing was a lot of the employees that were employed at all these businesses just went away. That was it. They were done. You know, they were retired if they were a little older. They went off and did something else. So CalStar, like a lot of people, was almost impossible to get. So we had, at any given time, 1,000 rods on order. And they would come in 1, 2, 4, 6 at a time for about a 3-year period. So we did have a little bit to sell. We didn't know what it was going to be. You'd look at the date on the purchase order, and it would be, you know, September of 2020. And here it is, you know, 2022, 2023. They'd be 2 and 3 years behind. But amazingly, CalStar, and thank God, they hung in there. Their quality literally never wavered.
Not a bit.
No. And, you know, they did have some new people in there, but the key people that designed the blanks, that did the important work, splining the rods and so forth. They hung in there and were committed to CalStar. And so over this last year, it's gotten caught up to where we definitely have pretty much everything again.
Wow.
And including backstock. And, you know, everybody knows we went through that little inflation period that was a little bit shocking on certain items, and fishing tackle was no different. And we thought, you know, I hope people are going to buy CalStars at this, you know, new price. And nobody has missed a beat. You know, there you can buy.
Everybody wants to pay for the best.
Yes, you can buy. I sold one to a guy yesterday. He said, no, I want CalStar. And I said, okay, let me show you, you know, some options. And, you know, rods are, you know, used to be for the old fiberglass rods, $99.95, you know, $149.95, and then they kept elevating, and then graphite, and pretty soon it got up to, oh my God, $300. And, you know, you're going to spend $500, $600, even $800 on a nice rail rod. But, you know, if you want the best, they really are hard to beat. They
state of the art, as they say.
You know,
right?
Leon sprang out of Saber. They used our fleet as the testing grounds and their research and development, and, you know, the long range fleet in particular, and those rods had to hold up to that level of abuse. And it's just amazing that a rod can handle that kind of abuse. I mean, look what we're doing, laying these things on the rail with a 200-pound tuna attached, and it's completely bent over, and, you know, I guess it's like archery or something. I mean, how do those bows just not snap? But somehow they've engineered it in genius level, and they are the best.
My favorite rod in my quiver,
yep,
is a CalStar 800 XL that Leon built for me decades,
right,
ago. And it's still,
yes,
with a Trinidad, I believe it. What's
probably
the smaller?
Probably a 14.
Probably a 14.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
Like a,
yeah.
No, smaller.
The 12.
Yeah, the 12, yeah.
Okay.
The 12.
The little,
so Trinidad, the little narrow guy.
Yeah.
With that thing on there, it is just a fish-killing machine.
And it's fun because it's
and that rod, but I say that because the durability of that rod is just unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, I've caught hundreds and hundreds of fish over decades.
Yes.
Right?
That's your cork,
on that fish.
Your cork handle.
The cork handle.
I know.
One.
Leon
made
that rod.
One. Yeah.
You're not kidding. That thing literally is decades old.
Yeah.
Right. And still your
Leon
favorite.
Built it custom
yeah.
for me. Yeah.
That's,
yep.
that's cool,
yeah,
that's, dude.
Yeah.
That's way
but,
cool.
Hey, let's jump into the phone.
Hey, you got it. How about this time we talk to Hills, and Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Hills, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
My question is, my buddy, real close buddy, just got a surface iron, CalStar surface iron rod, and he's called me as if I would know. Hey, what's the best reel to put on this? And so I'm asking the guys that know, ask Doug, he was saying Calcutta, and I said, I think you want a Trinidad, bro. And what's the scoop?
If you want the best of the best, there's two that come to mind. Trinidad 20 is the quintessential surface iron reel. It's the same width as its height. It'll hold plenty of line. And normally we back it up with braided line and then put 100 to 125 yard 40-pound test triple X Iser line over the top to cast with. But some guys will go, you know, straight Spectra, but I think you rip the hooks out of their mouth a lot of times. And then the Tranx 500, that's the most user-friendly reel. Holds a tad less line, but still more than enough. I mean, if you're yellowtail fishing and you're nearing structure, you know, he's going to get in the rocks in, you know, 25 yards anyway. So line capacity is not the big thing with yellowtail. And so when you cast out, you have breaks that you can adjust to your casting style so that you're just on the verge of a backlash, but it doesn't backlash. And those that don't want any resistance at all, you can take the brakes off. It's real easy to do. When your jig hits the water, you turn the handle and it clicks itself into gear. Another advantage, because you're paying attention to the birds and the boil, and, you know, that motion of reaching over with your left hand and clicking it into gear, you don't have to do that anymore. And then when you're winding the jig, this is the most important thing, you have to level wind your line or you're going to get a backlash on the next cast. It has a level wind, and the level wind isn't like a bass reel level wind that blows up. There have been 100-pound tuna numerous times caught in this reel. So
Ricky, you caught a 200-pounder on it, right?
Almost. I got a 189.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so it's a little one.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that, but I'm also not taking credit for it.
That's changed the surface iron game,
yep,
for sure.
It's so, you said the most... The dead on is so user friendly.
It is.
Anybody can pick up that reel. Like Pete could have his dialed on, one break, you know, professional guy, casts it all the time, knows exactly what he's doing. And somebody could step on the boat who's a guest who's never fished it before, open up that side plate with one motion, change your casting brake, put the brakes on, and just as long as somebody has the, you know, the concept of how a conventional reel works, thumb on, thumb off, you turn all those brakes on, they're not gonna backlash that reel.
Nope. And you know, not everybody wants to or can spend $500 or $600 on a reel, which is what those reels cost. So there are other options. The Torium 20 is basically a Trinidad 20 with, you know, the frame is not cold forged, you know, which for a bigger fish is going to make a bigger deal. For a yellowtail, you're not going to really notice that. The castability is the same. The cranking power is nearly the same. The drags are nearly the same. And it's in that $250
range.
It's
like half the price.
So you know, if you've got to be a little bit more budget-minded, I mean, let's face it, we all do, that's a great option as well.
All right.
Yeah. Talk about couldn't say it better, man. We just a little taste of the info that this guy has next to us, Doug. Going to be a great show. So much information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We were just talking about it, the Talica A series. Now expanded, right, Doug?
Yep. So, you know, they did the 12 and 16 last year. So they've changed the frame so that both side plates are the same diameter. The drag system has been greatly upgraded. So Rick was filling me in and making sure that I had my facts straight. But it's got two drag washers now that get pinched from both sides, not just coming from one side. It's a much more effective drag system. I know there's more.
The biggest thing for me is that the new low gear. And I thought that was such a great thing. Like,
correct.
There
was, on the 20 and 25.
Yeah, there was a ton of power out of that reel before. We discussed it a lot with Eric and Cal on there that you know, I never felt that reel was lacking. But a big thing that some guys wanted for extra power killing 200-pounders was a lower low gear. And now they changed that from
the factory. Lower than it was.
It comes with a lower low gear. Handle design is different. It's just, I love the reel. I think they killed it.
They have.
Yep, they did.
The Talica 20 and 25A now at your local Shimano dealer. Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up. Hookup. Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, talking tackle with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and giving away an amazing prize.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter is going to have a $100 gift card to the tackle shop.
Yeah, and we always say it, we get a lot of texts, like 100 texts. And, you know, we don't get as many phone calls, and so your opportunity is so much greater by calling in at 213-432-1090 and asking a question. Besides, that's part. What's part of Let's Talk Hookup is you're the stars,
yeah,
right? Our callers, our guests are the stars, and you as a caller need to be the star. Of course, we love our texters, and if you don't want to call, you don't have the time to call, you're welcome to text, and we'll get to that. But adding that into our new live Facebook Live as well as YouTube Live. And by the way, I just want to go over the different ways that you can grab Let's Talk Hookup now. So we're still on 1090 AM, and I want to thank the great guys down in Baja for keeping us on the air there. We, of course, are always on our Let's Talk Hookup app, and of course, our archives, of course, stream on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. And now you can watch us live on YouTube, on Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube and Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Facebook. So you can watch all three. You can actually see us why we have Facebook or radio on those. And then, of course, we have the new big screen. Hopefully coming next week, we will have the outdoor shot.
That's
my
cool.
goal, where you can watch the boats coming in to yeah. Fisherman's Landing on the big screen.
Well, now you can at least see me get distracted every 15 minutes when we're sitting here talking about one thing, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the show gun's going by.
I know.
Yeah, we're hoping to get that done this week, but it didn't work out. We'll have it next
weekend.
That's gonna be fun. I'm pretty sure about that. I want to go, you know, whenever you book a long range trip or a travel trip, they always say, did you buy the trip insurance? And we've been fortunate enough to have one of the great people around, Christy and Bob from Dawson Insurance,
yeah.
associated not only with the long range boats, but with Let's Talk Hookup for quite a while. And I have a personal story to revert to you about a claim that I just filed. When I went when I went to Queen Charlotte Safaris, supposed to go to Queen Charlotte
right.
Safaris, and the S hit the fan, as we say, with the failure of the Mightier 1090. I couldn't go.
Yeah, right.
And I was out $750 for an airline ticket to Vancouver, and so I have trip insurance through Dawson Insurance, and so I asked Christy. I said, "Is this valid claim that I had a catastrophic problem with my business?" She said, "Absolutely, let's file it." I already got paid.
Hey.
Wow.
I filed, and in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I filed the claim, gave them all the regular documentations, and I got my $750 back. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
I mean,
cool.
That pretty much pays for my travel insurance.
Like, and then extrapolate that out to like a 3 week trip overseas
right.
to, you know, some
okay.
exotic destination
yeah.
that's thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, that
I
happens.
Mean, I mean, had Valerie not, you know, refunded what I had, which she did. Well, actually, I get to go for free because we host the trip, to be honest with you. So I didn't have to pay that part. But had I had to pay the $5,000, that would have come back.
And,
so.
And just as important, Valerie wouldn't have been out either. You know what I mean? You're not,
yeah.
like, same thing with a long-range trip. You're not, the boat's not stressing having to lose out on that. You're not stressing out
right.
having to lose on that. Everybody wins.
Yeah. So, Dawson Insurance.
Yes.
Get that travel insurance. It's cheap and it's good and you know how most insurance you always think, it's not going to work. I'm not going to get it back. They did it.
That's awesome.
Well,
yeah, I love hearing that.
I can tell you at the landing and the tackle store, we use them for our insurance needs and they are fantastic. They're not some giant corporation that you're going to get an AI phone call answered, you know, that your call is very important to you. You're going to get taken care of by somebody that actually cares.
Yeah. Dr. Bob or Christie.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sweet. That's a great story.
Well, Bob's gone fishing now.
That's true.
So you mostly talk to Christie and her associates. Yeah. But that's his new email. Bob's gone fishing.
I love it.
Let's jump into the phone, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, how about this time we talk to Dave, and Dave's calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Enjoying the show, and Doug, always enjoy when you're on there. You're such a wealth of knowledge for us. And actually, Dave and Anthony is Dave in the High Sierras right now. We've been up here in the Eastern Sierras. Yeah, at Convict Lake. Just wanted to give you a field report here. Things have been really nice up here. Fishing's good. They've been stocking the lakes a whole lot better than they have in the past few seasons. So fishing part has been good. Did some hikes up into the high country, caught my first ever golden trout, which was kind of nice. And all in all, just we got such a gem in our own backyard right here, you know. And one thing I've seen a lot of up here, there's sure a lot of Hobie kayaks on the lake that I've seen, adventures and camping set up in the campgrounds, too.
That's cool. Yeah, well, between inflatables and the regular ones, the links and all the different things that they have. We're going to hear later in the show today about a big sale that they're having over at Fastlane. Ron's going to join us, and it's, you know, Toby's don't go on sale, so tune in later in the show. We're going to hear more about that. It's a big one for sure. But hey, Dave, are you catching any? So you did catch golden trout, huh?
Of course, I did a release on it, but it was like. Yeah, but, you know, I did a release on it, and my first ever golden.
All right. Well, congratulations, and thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, Doug, you have been watching, like I have and like Ricky has been watching, Michael Foulkes' History of Sport Fishing. What do you think?
There's no way that I am articulate enough to tell you how amazing it actually is.
Yeah.
How did he get all that footage and stuff? It's just unbelievable.
You know, he's got a lifetime in sport fishing.
Yeah.
It's been his passion. He's a historian, you know, the tuna club and all that kind of stuff.
Right. He's been a collector of antique tackle for decades.
What he enjoys doing. He's also a brilliant filmmaker. He knows how to tell a story through film. And he did, you know, all the videos on the long range boats and all through the 80s and 90s. And, you know, they were on VHS and then DVD and then finally, you know, the modern age. But, I can't tell you the feeling you get watching this. If you know, I mean, I started fishing when I was a little kid, 3 years old, and there's a lot of people out there the same way, but there's people that got into the sport this year. And it weaves like all the history from around the world, but a lot of focus on Catalina and the Southern California bite, but then what was going on at the same time, like on the East Coast, and then, you know, more exotic places. Where discoveries were being made, and I mean the famous people that got into fishing, you know, Ernest Hemingway, Zane Grey, presidents,
movie
stars. I mean, and I find myself just like drawn into it and like captivated. So you know, when you watch an episode, you need to make sure that you have the ability to watch it all the way through. You can't have a bunch of noise in, you know, in the background. If you can just like that late night, you know, whatever, or what's perfect is if you download it and watch it on the airplane where you can really watch it.
Actually, you can't download it.
Oh.
You have to live stream it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. But can you live stream it on an airplane if you buy the...
If you buy the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So,
sure.
But, you know, that'd be the perfect place to watch it.
And, good idea.
I know it's going to be the. I'm only up through episode 5. I got all 12 episodes, and then with the 12 episodes, there's a bunch of all the old videos.
So you buy the bonus packet, right?
So
the historyofsportfishing.com. Trust us, it's worth the $49.95 investment and even more, the $79.95 for the bonus package.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy one episode at a time.
Yeah. And not only, I'm going to say this too. This was Michael's life work.
It is.
And it's support him because it is a labor of love for him. He put his heart and soul into this, and he needs our support. So buy that history of sports.
Well, he gave us something that, I mean, this information and knowledge was going to go away. All that footage was going to, it was deteriorating physically to where it would never be available again. He converted it all into you know, digital where you can, it'll be there for people to see for generations to come. And this is the kind of thing I know for sure I'm going to watch this multiple times. There's no way you can soak it all in on the first watch.
No way.
But I'm just in awe of it.
And you own it for a year when you buy it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not like a Amazon video where it goes away in 5 days. You own it for a year.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
on
that. So
you don't have to worry about, you know, okay, I rented it this day, I've got to watch it in 48 hours or I'm out. I mean,
yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Go back, watch it 100 times if you want.
So Michael's not paying us a penny for this promotion.
No, no,
all right.
No.
We're just doing this from the heart for him. And,
I mean, he did it for us. You know, that's how I feel. Like, I mean, this is our sport and our world and our everything.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's awesome.
For sure. Hey, Stephen Fallbrook writes, good morning, everybody. Love the YouTube feed. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Besides the two-speed reels, fluorocarbon, what do you regard, Doug, as the most game-changing product and technique to come along in recent times?
Well, depends on what you define by recent, but now that I'm watching the history of sport fishing, my 42-year career is recent. And the things that I've seen, yes, two-speed reels and Spectra was the turning point of everything for techniques and for tackle. It allowed us to use much smaller reels, which meant we could present a bait better, we could cast a jig better. You cannot cast a Colt Sniper on a 50-wide, but you can certainly cast it on a Talica. So those two things were, that was kind of the pivot point of when everything changed. You know, we would go down on a long range trip and you'd have your 9-0 and then, you know, maybe a 50 wide and then maybe, you know, but that was a single speed reel and you had only monofilament line. So a 50 wide would hold 500 yards of 80 pound and your maxima. That's what you had. And so you'd hook finally your fish of a lifetime. And the first thing that happens is it's spoolious. So they get the next outfit, and maybe it's another 50 wide. They clip it on, button the drag, and throw it over. So now, you know, it takes another 500 yards. They sometimes had three outfits going, and they'd finally say, you know, they'd say, oh, we got color on the, you know, on the second outfit.
On the second outfit.
So
you're thinking Spectra.
So Spectra and two speeds in conjunction with each other changed everything.
Everything.
And we take it so for granted now.
You're so right.
We go out there and catch a 200-pound tuna on what used to be a 4-0 reel.
Right.
And I remember, too, like, when two speeds were first a thing, you would say, like, oh, you need that for your 100-pound outfit. But anything lesser than that, there's no reason.
Right.
You know, single speed, for sure, you're fine. Like, no reason for anything. And then that became, well, you're 80-pound, and, you know, you'd want that. And then it was, well, 60-pound, like, boy, now you hardly sell a 30 or 40 pound live bait reel that doesn't have a two speed.
Right.
It's, you know, and in the very beginning, it's like, well, you fish a star drag because it casts, or you fish a two speed because they pull on fish. But you know, those things don't cast very good. And now a Talica.
But I sold a guy yesterday a Talica 10 for this fishing we're doing out on the Tanner. You know, he wanted a 30-pound outfit, and I showed him the star drags, and we explained and talked about the differences. But that Talica 10 will throw a sardine basically the same as a star drag reel. And then, you know, you think, well, 30-pound test. Well, you can put 12 or 15 pounds of drag on that. Sometime take a spring scale, put 13 pounds of drag on your reel and pull it out, and you're going to find out how too light you've been setting your drags. You've got to wrap your hand around it, hold on to the reel tight, and it's tough to pull the line off.
Totally. Hey, when we come, well, couldn't say that better myself. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting, and I'm sure it's going to be a good one. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norselithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.